Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we don't cut the intro music. Real quick, I just want to just play this right here. All right, welcome to Which Way It's Up Radio. I want y'all to check this cut out right here.
Yeah. Street boys. There's a war going on outside that I ain't safe from. Look at you, think you cool cause you break blunts. I'd rather spit some bars, bet you couldn't break one. Watch for a fake with a mask like Jason. There's more to life than bragging out.
That is our brother here and our guest, Jamal Smith, Which Way's Up Radio. How you doing?
How you doing, brother? Shalom.
Oh yeah. We doing all right. Real quick, I just wanted to introduce the queens real quick. All right, we have the co-host, Angie Martin.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Jamal?
All right,
we got Meeks.
Hi, Jamal. Again.
How you doing?
I'm good.
All right.
All right, we got Jasmine.
Hello, Jamal.
How you doing, Jasmine?
I'm doing good.
All right.
And
good to know.
And who is this 773? Who, please tell me what's your name, where you're calling from.
Naya Worthy, calling from Chicago.
Oh,
300.
What?
No.
That sound. Oh, big breath in the house.
Hey.
Well, Jamal here, I'm going to go ahead and just start it off. So tell me about, like, your musical aspects. I know we just heard about, a nice little 30-second cut of your music. So, like, how'd you get into music, and how'd you get into, like, the freestyling and all that good stuff?
Well, I originated in music because of my father. Mm-hmm. He taught me music at a young age in the 80s. And how to rap, just a basic rap, which it was like this. It goes, my name is Jamal and I'm here to say rapping is a thing that's A-okay. I don't wear Skippies and I don't wear slides. I wear the ones with the Nike checks on the side. And that's how I ended up from there developing my whole technique and skill in rapping and spitting bars. That's how I do it.
Oh, so man, that's good. That's
the first original template that I learned, and then from observing those who I see have actual skill and talent, not just one or the other.
Okay, I got you. So do you have like an album coming out or anything like that?
Yeah, I got my own coming out, Jamal, the God. You know, that's what my name means, the good God and the bad God, Jamal. You know, break it down. And then
that's how it is. All right, here, let's get down to the meat and potatoes now, man. All right, so how'd you become a Hebrew, or how'd you know that you were Hebrew, and, what's going on with that, man? You're just reading scriptures. No, here, walk us through that.
Well, first of all, being a Hebrew, it was something that I knew my whole life, but I was unable to classify it completely in a way that I was comfortable with myself in a higher level and a lower level in all the vibrational frequencies.
Hmm. So was it like a specific like scripture or something like that where it's like, okay, well, I'm a Hebrew now, or were you like Christian?
Well, it wasn't. That's the difference. That's what everybody thinks, or people always try to say that it's something like a aha moment. Nah, I just told you I knew the whole time. But it's just that I didn't know how to classify it correctly or appropriately.
Hmm.
Classification in the human mind, classification is everything. And if you don't have the correct classification, everything else is deception. Because if I tell
right
you something, it's really a frog, how are you going to be able to signify the difference between the two species of frogs, but you don't know. You're calling them birds still. And then when people go to take you to see the birds, you're not seeing the appropriate animal, right?
What does that mean?
If you go to the zoo and your whole life you've been taught that these animals right here are called frogs.
Okay.
And you go to the zoo and they take you in there and they're birds. They're not frogs. When you tell them, yo, take me to see the frogs, they take you in there and you see birds. And they tell you that's frogs. How do you know that what you've been taught your whole life is correct and those other things are called frogs and the ones that you're looking at are birds from your classification or from the vice versa perspective that theirs is called frogs at that point and your and what they would be looking at from your perspective would be called birds? So it would be like basically a chicken and a frog switching out for a word. Every time you change it to bird, they see a frog, but you see a bird. Every time you say frog, they see a bird, but you see a frog.
All right, so.
Okay.
All right. Here, I got this one. I got this. Okay. So, Jamal, okay. So, do you have anything against, like, the Kemet brothers or any of those type of teachings? Like, is there, like, some type of beef? You know?
No, there's nothing against any teaching, the Most High said. He said, study to show yourself approved in all things. That means every aspect of creation. How can you be the God if you're not ready to know everything about everything? You got to even know the deception in order to know the truth, and you got to know the truth to know the deception. It's to two sides to the same coin. That's why everybody keeps asking me who I'm voting for, and I keep telling them I'm not voting for nobody. The reason why I'm not voting for anybody is because the Most High got me in this, and whoever's going to win is going to win regardless. And I know Romans 13 said he's the only power, so what am I worrying about? Whoever's in power is there because he said so.
Oh, that's good. Well, go ahead then, brother. We just want to open up the question to anybody. Jasmine, Meeks, Naya, no. Do y'all have any questions for Jamal?
Not yet.
Not right now. No.
I'm open to any type of question.
I just rather listen in. This shit blowing my hat.
Yeah, well, it happens. The truth will set you free. The strongest drug in the planet. Trust me, I'm on it every day.
Okay. So, go ahead. All right. So, like, what is like the false teaching and, in your opinion, okay, what is heaven? What is hell?
I don't involve myself with opinions or speculation. I deal only with truth and facts and the scientific method. So everything that I collect is actually classified in my mind as data until it can either be proved a fact or a fallacy. If it's in neither of those categories, then I can't speak on that type of an angle for you. Joshua 1:7, don't go to the left or to the right. I go in the middle.
Okay.
So I need the false. You say false teaching, but to me, what is a false teaching? You know what I mean? To me, a false teaching is if somebody told me 1 + 1 = 3. That's a false teaching. Because people want to say, oh, that's the white man's book or that's the white man's system. No, it's not. Because remember, the system of Babylon had all systems incorporated. The first is the last and the last is the first. So that means if we're learning mathematics and English and the whole world is getting forced to learn that, that means that that was the original Babylonian language. That was the original Babylonian number system. So what it is that we can be able to decipher all these different codexes, which we call Bibles, math books, science books,
right,
astrology. Because we're in the last days, we have to open all of these books together and look at them as a simultaneous picture, as a jigsaw puzzle, and figure out why these pieces are like how they are and stop wondering about how it's affecting us individually, because individually it doesn't really matter until the collective get the education that they need to even have a basis to even begin to follow somebody who's leading them in the right direction. That's why the Most High says that in the scriptures.
So you can't tell me 1 + 1 = 3, but you can tell me a frog is a bird.
That's how I know you don't know the difference between English and mathematics. I'm gonna tell you why you don't know the difference. You know the difference literally, but you don't know the difference figuratively.
I'm trying to get your concept. Don't tell me what I
and
don't
that's
know.
What I'm trying to tell you. You got to understand. Yeah, you're still thinking in the construct on which you were taught instead of thinking without a construct at all.
That's
why you can't get it. Because listen, yes, sir, because I'm not. Let me go into depth on it for you real quick. It's like them going to. Here's a real situation about it that you'll understand.
You talk about white man teaching, and you still coming at the King James Bible. You go ahead with your thing. Let me keep talking because I have to explain.
My way of sight and perspective.
What Jamal's perspective is. This is Jamal's opinion. You ain't stating no facts.
It's not an opinion. It's not an opinion because I lived it, so it's a fact to me. It might not be a fact to you because you didn't live my life, but you cannot tell me that it is an opinion. It's not an opinion because it can be proven. It can be proven, and you're not allowing me the chance to prove it because as I speak, you want to speak deception. So let me speak. Let me continue to speak then.
I'm going into
the proper law with it now. We're going to go into the law because you want to use the law, right? So we're going to go into the law as a man. You won't even use the law as a God right here as the example.
Go ahead,
probability equals result. Now, what that means is if I committed a robbery and somebody knows my name as Jacob and somebody else knows my name as Seth, but I give the same description twice or five times, depending on how many names they different know, the police eventually are going to find the culprit because of the description, even though he has different names to people, different people, which would equate different truths to those different people, but to each other, they would seem like they are totally unrelatable.
Okay, Jamal, here, let me ask
you this
question.
That's how people get away with crime.
All right, I'm going to ask you this question real quick. Okay, so what is, from your perspective, how do you think black people can come out of the oppression that we're actually under?
By learning the basic subjects of life again, but not in a biased way. Like, we don't learn subjects again like history or anything where man can put his opinions in, like mathematics. Like I was saying, mathematics, man cannot put his opinion because you can mathematically and categorically deny all false truth by simply doing the work. All you got to do is do the work. If I have 1 + 1 = 3, but I only have 2 objects, what's the answer? It's 2.
Gotcha. So is the Bible, is that like a mathematic truth or?
The Bible is a codex. People don't understand what that means. That means it's a matrix code puzzle that if you understand the commandments, which it tells you in the scriptures, once you understand all 613 commandments, or if you do the numerology, which is 6 + 1 + 3 = 10, which always goes back to the 10, which is why I always tell people I'm an X-man because I'm a 10-man like Malcolm X. They don't understand the philosophy and the wisdom that has to go into what Brother Shabazz was telling us about becoming a Shabazz or a scientist of all sciences.
Wow.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I just want to open it up. Do anybody have any questions for Jamal?
Nope.
See, the thing is, people got to learn these basic science because the hardest science is yet to come. And that test is coming upon us very quickly, as the scripture calls it in the book of Revelation, the art of self-manifestation. You have to learn how to use temporal, you have to learn how to use temporal displacement and temporal shifting in order for us as a collective group to become the Most High and actually physically move the will of the universe in a direction where nothing that they can do can stop us.
Okay.
That's why it's difficult to do. Yes.
Why do you think black people are going through this oppression? Or do you think we're being punished, or what's your perspective on it?
Nah, there's only one answer. Because we're missing the Most High, Ahayah. You know, it's we're missing our fathers.
So we're being punished because we're missing.
We're not
them?
Being punished. Listen. That's the difference between me and these other Hebrews. I'm not going to tell you you're being punished because the punishment is self-inflicted. So if you believe you're punished, then you are. I remember Christ told you that. Those people who are condemned because you knew it already, you was condemned. I know I'm saved, so I don't have to worry about condemnation. I just brush it off and keep moving.
Okay,
that's how
well,
I get stronger.
But as a whole, black people are being oppressed, and you are part of that oppression. You're a victim of white supremacy. So
I'm not a victim of white supremacy because I don't allow it to be supreme over me and my mental. So once I let it not be supreme over me and my mental, I don't lose.
I understand that. I don't either, but you are still a victim of white supremacy. We don't like to use the word victim.
No, I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim.
Okay.
You can't tell me about my mental. I'm not a victim anymore.
Okay.
If you want to keep thinking
on
that,
you're a mental victim.
If you want to keep
that,
listen, you're
in the physical and you are
remember that white supremacy. Listen, remember
that
white supremacy.
You are a victim.
All the curses are self-inflicted. All the curses are self-inflicted. Don't tell me about physically because I go on a dialysis chair every other day. So don't tell me about physically.
And
I know
you're
about
still
physically.
Being ran by
But Psalm 119 says that I got afflicted so I can know the beauty of the commands.
Oh, God.
That's why.
So you.
I got
afflicted
so I could know the beauty, yes, because I was a rebellious son. I was a rebellious son, and the fact that you can't admit it for me shows why our people cannot progress. I can't admit myself, but
you were rebellious, so now you're
cannot admit it.
So now you're on dialysis.
See what I'm talking about, brother? You see what I mean? You asked me why our people can't
like,
come out of
the
pressure.
Like the typical,
you answered your question.
Of it, cause we
all
still
we
got
have to argue
like
is your point.
That bullshit Bible.
Hey, everybody chill.
Look, because it's all in your mental. It's all in your mental.
Everybody, one at a time.
Okay, I mean, I was talking, but he cut me off. So I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. He got upset for a little bit or what?
Because you're giving examples of the exact oppression in which you're trying to enforce upon me through psychological displacement.
I'm not trying to enforce it. You're living it. I'm not trying to enforce it. You're living it. I'm not trying to enforce the oppression on you.
Listen. Remember, Christ played the. Listen. Christ played the game, but he wasn't involved in it. Remember that.
Jamal, let me ask you a question.
He also ain't real. So,
yes.
According to
black people getting killed by police officers. Okay.
Yep.
What do you think is...
How come I'm not killed by a police officer?
Oh, Lord. Jesus.
How come I'm not killed right now? How come I'm not killed? Listen, black people getting killed by police officers is not a good thing. Trust me, I know that for a fact. I'm a black man in America. I know when I see the police, I don't feel any fear, though. I go right up to them and I ask before anything goes down. That's the difference between me and them. That's why I don't get shot and killed, because I ask them, is there a problem, officer? I know their protocol, so I go by the protocol. I don't go by my own emotion in that situation.
Same exact goddamn thing, and they've been shot by police officers. So, what, I mean, that don't make no goddamn sense to me, brother.
Because you guys grew up in a different place other than, listen, where am I from? Where am I from in America? Let me ask you that. America, I'm from New England. I'm from Rhode Island. We're progressive out here. The police are not as racial as it is in those areas of your communities because we were not raised in that environment. We were raised to be integrated.
Not true.
Yes, sir.
Not true.
Because how you gonna tell me? I got white friends out here that do me better than my black friends do, and I don't even treat them as good as I treat my black friends.
Are you kidding me right now?
I treat them like I'm
the
North.
That's not. Are you kidding me?
They're not understanding.
That's what I have.
You don't understand. Just like how they.
Wow.
Okay.
Here.
Next question, please.
Okay, Jamal, you still there?
It's no,
I
still
can't hear
what's
going on.
Hold on.
Maybe Jesus interrupted the phone line.
Somebody is.
You're on the main line.
All right, that's the way it is. Wait, hold on. I think this might be calling back in. Hold on.
So,
hello? Yeah, Jamal, you there?
Yeah. I just get emotional, you know what I mean? I like emotional in a way where I'm going to get aggressive at anything on anybody. I just get loud because I was trained by the ROTC for high school. That's what I graduated out of high school with.
And you're from up north. So, that's how they do.
All right. So,
I know I'm promoted.
Okay.
I do promote.
Tell me about this Mythbusters, Ghostbusters type deal. You know, you go in the house and looking for these
Yeah, I do paranormal investigations too. That's how I knew the power that I held as a son of the Most High, because I always try to follow the commands from my childhood all the way through my adulthood. I'm not saying I'm perfect, because I'm far from a perfect person. You know what I mean? You can see that just off of the phone call. You know what I mean? I'm just, but I'm also uninhibited, and that's what allowed the Most High to work through me with the truth, because I'm not afraid to get the backlash or people heckle me, or I don't care about what people got to say about me, because I know the truth. I passed away 4 times, came back all 4 times, saw the Most High all 4 times. He told me what I had to do. The first 3 times I didn't listen. That's why.
Like, yeah, explain that. Like you said, you passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
Like
no, but it's something that I had to do. You're not understanding. I told you it's the revelation. It's called the art of self-manifestation. You have to learn it, or you're not going to be able to get past what is to come. That's why you got to understand the revelations. That's why they won't let out the last 3 books of the Bible, because they know the last 3 books of the Bible. One tells you what happens during the revelation. The second one happens after the recovery of the revelation. And then the one is the kingdom.
Okay. So,
they don't want us to know all of that information.
So is Jesus black, or is he the son, or who is Jesus?
See, people don't understand that. Yeshua, who we're talking about physically, is no longer with us. And I don't mean that he passed away, because he did pass away like a man, because he tells you you have to, but he self-manifested again, and then he left the earth permanently.
Right, right.
Because that's what the Bible is for. It's called basic instructions before leaving the earth. It's for a reason. You have to go to the next level, right? But it's not that we leave the earth itself. We actually phase up in frequency. What?
What did it look like?
The Most High, I can't tell you what the Most High looked like, because the Most High said he comes in all forms to different people. He said,
well, what did he look like to you?
He's only gonna come. Listen, first of all, he came, if you want to know what he came like to me, he came like, if you ever played the game Assassin's Creed, before you go into the level, when Christ brought me to the room to talk to him in my judgment, he opened the door for me and told me he couldn't go in with me. I could only go in front of the Father alone. He was just the bridge to get me into the room. So I went into the room. And then when I went into the room, the door closed and there was nothing left. It was just a room. And then it was mist. It was like a mist that was endless. I couldn't see through it, but I could move through it like I was regular human, but I had nothing on me. I was naked. And then I had to do whatever I had to do to survive. And that was it. That was how the Most High judged me. Then when I got to the end of that judgment, the Most High told me the truth, because it was him there, standing there telling me. He was like, listen, you got to go back and tell everybody the truth. Everything you learn in your life is the final test for you to get to that next vibrational frequency called self-manifestation, because they didn't know how to describe it in the previous terms. So they had to try to describe it to you like in terms like reincarnation and so on and so forth, because the vocabulary of the space-time continuum and that science hadn't been invented yet. So there was no way they could directly correlate these ideas to us in a significant manner where it would be effective in an efficient way. So they had to give it to us in a coded formation, which was the Bible, which is actually our history itself. But our ancestors were so nice that they could codex the whole history mathematically into our science, as well as the actual physical literal histories of the world.
All right. That's awesome. All right. So, Jamal, I'm going to ask you just 2 last questions. All right. The first one is, what is your favorite scripture?
My favorite scripture is the whole Joshua chapter 1. Because the whole Joshua chapter 1 is the beginning of the kingdom.
That's good. So, All right, and my next question, all right, is how's your health holding up, man? No, you did say that's you're on dialysis, you know. So, how are you holding up, man?
My health is actually holding up pretty great. You know, I take care of myself. I eat an alkaline-based diet because I'm on a kidney dialysis. I try to drink as minimal beverages as possible. I drink only things that don't have dyes or heavy, like heavy metals in it. It's not good for you as a regular person to eat heavy metals. Trust me. Do not eat it. It's like eating razor blades. Just think about it.
I hear you on that, man. So, like, hold on. Let me just open it up. Anybody else have any questions for Jamal before I start doing my rapid fire questions?
The man to man conversation, because we see apparently he don't like talking to females. So you go ahead, Brian. Do what you got to do.
I can talk to that. I
don't respect for the queens, but okay. Go ahead, Brian. Take care of this.
So Jamal, here, let me ask you this.
So that's it for them? They're gone?
Oh, no. No, they just want some.
No, I'm
going to
say because I'm not trying to.
And I don't have anything to say because I've been picked that up from him.
Exactly.
So, I guess I'm dangerous.
So this question, okay? So what do you think is the woman's role in the kingdom? You know, he said, hey, you met the Most High. You know, did he give you
any type
of guidance? The
woman's role in the kingdom is easy. It's 1 Timothy 2:12. But the thing is a misinterpretation of the meaning of 1 Timothy 2:12, because we live in a chauvinistic society where sexual objectivity and materialism are rampant. And these sins cause idolatry, which in turn poisons the minds of our people into thinking things that they're not supposed to think about scriptures, because they're taking it into their own opinion or speculation. First Timothy says that the women is not supposed to have authority over the men. They're not supposed to teach the men, and they're supposed to be quiet when the man is speaking. And it's funny that they naturally did that, because that means that I'm speaking truth, because if I wasn't, they would still be yelling.
You got me messed up.
Now
let me go back to the first half of that. Now that we got the second half out of the way, let me go back to the first half with it. It talks about the authority part. Now, what it means by authority is that when a man becomes a man, no other human being, as the scripture dictates, is supposed to have representation or jurisdiction over your mind. This is why I don't vote, because I'm not allowing them to say that Jamal Smith allowed me to drop nuclear bombs on children's heads. They're not going to say my tax money did that by the way of me saying that was all right because I voted for that representation. No,
but do you
I'm not voting for any representation. So that means I don't want any of them to be my individual authority, just like my only authority is the Most High, which is the commands. Now, if we're following the commands, there's no reason to even vote for anybody, because we already know who the king is. Boom. Number two. Now, the authority thing is women know
Jamal,
who's next.
The
women.
Hey, Jamal.
Yes.
Okay. We got to wrap it up. Okay. All we have is about
let me just wrap this last part up with it. 2 seconds. People don't understand the roles of combat, because America doesn't allow us to understand that combat is real. Now, what the Israelites used to do, remember, we used to be on foot. It's not tanks, cars, all of that stuff. So we had to tell our women and our children to go a whole separate way. So that way, when we went to go engage them in combat, if we did happen to fall into combat, and these so-called Romans or whoever it was that was chasing our people at the said time, we had to be able to make sure our women and children escaped in such a fashion that they could not be tracked. That if they did track them, it would be the totally opposite way of the way that you actually went. That was the military strategy.
30 seconds. Hey, 30 seconds. Hey, anybody has anything to wrap it up? Wrap up the show?
Not at all.
Anybody? Nobody? No. Not at all. Okay, everything speaks for itself.
To you, Jamal.
Hey, Jamal. Okay,
hello?
You have any lasting words? Any advice or anything like that?
Yes,
okay,
I do have women, don't worry about men. Worry about getting your individual right, and men got to do the same thing. Because in order to be a good leader, remember, you have to be a good follower first.
All right. That's
I
will.
All right.
We on out. This, which way is up, radio? We on out of here.
Bye.